Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So the FBI admits that the document exists, but they won't show it to Republicans. As a matter of fact, Christopher Wray said, well, we'll show it to you in a secure compartmentalized information facility, also known as a SCIF, but we're going to redact the daylights out of it. The FBI document that the whistleblower said shows that Biden was taking some kind of quid pro quo, this for that, money for policy. This is an unclassified document. And the FBI not only won't hand it over, they want to redact it. And that's why Congressman Comer is saying, if we don't get this thing, we're going to hold Wray in contempt. And if he goes to jail, he goes to jail. And you've got the press corps clutching their pearls saying, oh, mercy. I assume that's what they sound like. I assume that's it. By the way, if you want that as your ringtone, Jonathan, make that happen, would you? Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be a part of your life. I do want to talk about this thing with the FBI. As we were in break, we got the answer regarding Congressman Banks. I have it on Twitter. Jonathan, let's get that into a post at WIBC. The statement is, so Congressman Banks said on the show that he was a no vote. Congressman Jim Banks, Indiana 3rd District, candidate for Senate, said he was a no vote on the debt limit increase, on the debt ceiling deal. Yet, he didn't vote. He did not vote. What happened? Why was there no vote? You told us you were going to be a no, and then the only thing you did not do was vote. What happened? And I said, I'm not going to get angry. I just want the answers before I do anything. Quote, the vote closed as the congressman was walking onto the floor. He registered his no vote with the House clerk. Congressman Banks made clear he was opposed to raising the debt limit and will continue to fight for fiscal conservatism. That's the quote. Now, I asked a follow-up question. What do you mean he wasn't on the floor? That's some bad staff work, people. I don't even know how that's possible. I don't. And he's going to take the hits for that. But they got back to me. The statement is there. I put it out on Twitter. We will post it right now to WIBC.com, and we'll get that out there as quickly as possible. That's the statement. I'll get into more of that later. Back to the FBI. With Christopher Wray being dodgy with Congressman James Comer regarding this Biden bribery situation, to which there is a document that the FBI admits exists, that the whistleblower said exists, that shows this. We're not talking Russia, Russia, Russia here with nothing but speculation and nonsense. Which all that was, and yet the press went with that for 4 years. We're talking about documentation. Actual documentation. And people are amazed that Comer says, well, if the FBI director won't cooperate, he goes to jail. Yeah, that's the way it works. And I better live long enough to see it if Christopher Wray isn't going to cooperate and hand over a non-classified document to the Oversight Committee.